And can I urge you, become a partner, friends. This is an ultimate moment, and you can be of tremendous service to the King of Kings by helping to get out this message.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts.
On Serious Left, I've lost the clip in the midst of all of these files, and I can't find them. So I will just tell you what the fallacy of the week was. It was a wonderful fallacy of the week. He was debating with a caller about whether or not the Congress had to consult the Constitution every time it passed a law to see if the law was in conformance to the requirements of the Constitution. He was arguing against the fact that they had to do that. The listener was gaining ground, and so all of a sudden, in the midst of this argument...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we will invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call. This is what Open Lines is all about, but I just wanted to start out pointing out that we are living at the most exciting times of my lifetime, because what we are doing is seeing fulfillment of the age-old plan for the establishment of the one world government, the one world religion, and the installation of the coming one world ruler. And what's really so exciting, the whole of the Middle East is certainly in turmoil. And certainly the Lebanese government has been disrupted when the Hezbollah walked out. And there's really no leadership there. Algeria is having their demonstrations, and if you look at Syria is talking about Assad in Syria having to modify what's going on and give more freedom and liberty and individual rights. And certainly Tunisia, of course, as you know, their government has fallen, their leaders have fled. And then, of course, the riots in Yemen, major riots in Yemen, in Egypt. And in all of this is happening. And, of course, the average individual has very little idea what is really going on today. This is part of the world revolution. And if you go back and you read the writings of certainly Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist, but in his book, The Secret Destiny of America, or The Secret Destiny of the United States, he will tell you that for 3,000 years, secret societies have been working to bring about an association of democratic nations. They've been working to bring an association of democratic nations. And what does President Obama talk about? Oh, we're going to bring democracy to these countries of the Near East. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to put them under brutal dictatorships and move them into this one world government. That is the basis of American foreign policy. America has created an empire. Why do we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world? Because we have an empire, but they haven't told the American people. Why do we spend more money for our military than literally almost all of the other countries in the world put together? It used to be more than all of the other countries. I think it's 40% now of all the money that's spent by all the countries in the world we spend. We have 740 military bases. We have our killer units. Those are the special forces units stationed in 75 nations throughout the world, maintaining the people that we have installed. And if somebody comes to power and we don't like them, we simply replace them. And if we can't replace them, we assassinate them. But right now, of course, we have literally overthrown all of the governments, or in the process of overthrowing all of the governments in the Middle East and the Near East. And you'd need to go back to read George Bush's second inaugural address, and it's actually in the syllabus we have on the Forbidden Secret, where he talks about how we have lit a fire in the minds of men. By our efforts, we've lit a fire as well, a fire in the minds of men. It warms those who feel its power, but it burns those who fight its progress. And one day this untamed fire of freedom will reach the darkest corners of our world. And everybody heard it and had no idea what he was talking about. He's talking about the world revolution, ladies and gentlemen. George W. Bush was a member of a secret society. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'll be right back. Well, we've got Jeff here. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing? Do you have a question or comment?
I sure do.
Go right ahead, then.
Just brushing up a little bit on the history of Egypt there and the recent history. And I just wanted to go back, like, to the assassination of Sadat, and which was, according to, and I'm just kind of going over kind of a short synopsis, basically, of the history. I just got it out of an almanac, but it talks about how Muslim extremists within the military assassinated Sadat, and immediately thereafter, Hosni Mubarak became the pseudo-democratically elected president and has stayed president for basically life up to this point.
Well, they hold their elections every few years, but he always wins because we don't allow election. That's what democracy is all about. Democracy is not the will of the people. Democracy is simply a term that's used to justify the dictatorships. After all, Adolf Hitler was democratically elected, almost. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yep, and so I just wanted to get your take on it, and what do you know about our involvement over there, because ever since Mubarak came in, they've been getting like the mother load of aid from America, and what is it that the talking heads, you know, and the mainstream media, you know, haven't mentioned about our connections with that and how it ties into Israel and how what was behind the scenes of the assassination of Sadat, the installment of Mubarak, and everything that's been going on up till this point, and what do you think is going to happen now, and what's behind the current move?
Well, the current move is all about creating this one-world totalitarian movement. Now, basically, of course, a major force in Egypt is the Muslim Brotherhood, and they've, of course, tried to keep it under control. What the average person in Egypt, the average person in America doesn't understand, is that the Muslim Brotherhood was financed initially by MI6, and then it was picked up by the CIA, and the CIA has continued to finance the Muslim Brotherhood and this radical Islamic movement. The CIA created Al-Qaeda, and they are still financing it today, right along with the Bank of England. Remember, everything we do is mirrored by England. And we do know that on the 3rd or 4th of November of last year, and hang on there, we'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Jeff calling from Lansing, Michigan, and suddenly asking, what's my take on what's going on over there? You must understand you always want a controlled opposition. That way there is no real opposition to your policy. So you create an opposition, and then you are able to control that opposition, and you fund the opposition. One of the things that right now, of course, that the Egyptian military will not back Mubarak, and they've been bought off. This is exactly what happened when we toppled the Shah of Iran. We told the Shah, you've got to liberalize, you've got to let all the people out of jail, let them vent their anger, allow freedom of the press, and the Shah said, if I do that, why, of course, the government will be uncontrollable. We put an arms embargo on him. We threatened to withdraw all support if he didn't do exactly what we said. And then, of course, we bribed the military over there not to do anything. The crowds took to the streets. It became totally ungovernable. I'm talking about Iran. And the Shah was forced to flee. And then the CIA flew the Ayatollah Khomeini over to Iran to be installed. We installed the radical Islamic clerics. What are we doing today? I believe, of course, that we have bribed the military. The military is not enforcing laws. If you want to put down a rebellion, you use bullets. I'm not suggesting this is what to do, but this is what they ordinarily do. This is what they did in America when we had the veterans march on the White House during the 1930s, and they were marching. What were they demanding? They were demanding the veterans bonus that had been promised for fighting in World War I. And we just mowed them down. They just had lined up the soldiers, and they advanced on the White House, and we just shot them. We don't talk about that sort of thing, but that's the way that, unfortunately, things have happened here in the United States. And if things ever got out of hand, that's exactly what these unscrupulous people in charge would do. Today, of course, we see this whole destabilization of the Middle East. I believe this is all being carefully orchestrated. There's an article in the London Telegraph, and it points out, and you can pick this up. Do you have access to a search engine? Do you have to a computer?
Yep.
Okay, fine. Just type in the London Telegraph, America finances opposition Egypt, and you'll get the article. And basically, for years, we've been working behind the scenes with the opposition groups to orchestrate this whole overthrow of Mubarak that's going on today. And, of course, what did we tell Mubarak? Oh, you've got to let the people vent their anger. Oh, you've got to release the political prisoners. Oh, you've got to go ahead, you know, and turn on the cell phones and certainly let the Internet go and let the people demonstrate. And then, of course, I'm sure we financed the military because the military has said they will not use force to maintain the regime in power. That's it reflects. I mean, the military does what they're told. If the U.S. military was told to fire on Americans, they would fire on Americans. We saw that during the Vietnam War when there were demonstrations and they had their snipers on the roofs and people got out of control. People got shot. They got killed. That's what happened at Kent State. And over they killed four or five people, the demonstrators there. As far as Mubarak was concerned, oh, why have you got to release the prisoners? Well, suddenly, 1,000 or more, I've forgotten how many prisoners suddenly escaped, whether it was 800 or 1,000. How do 800 prisoners escape from prison? Could you imagine that happening here in the United States? Yeah?
Right, no.
Obviously, this whole thing is staged. It is staged for the American people. Now, they're telling us, well, the big force behind this is Al Jazeera. That is the radical Islamic television network that actually is supposedly controlled by the people who are affiliated with Islamic Jihad, and they're broadcasting all this information into all the Muslim countries, and this is responsible for the instability there. Al Jazeera was funded by MI6. In 2004, its headquarters were in London, England. In fact, we can even get if you're on the have access to the satellite that we are on. Why you can get your Al Jazeera program there in perfect and fluent English. Have you noticed that sometimes some of the signs that people on the demonstrators are printed in English? Why would they be printing these slogans and things in English? You know, this is an Egyptian revolt. It's all simply for our consumption. It is all part of the world revolution. Now, I hope I am wrong, but I really believe that this is going to get taken over by the radical Islamists. What happened is, of course, that the United States had a staunch ally in Turkey. It was a secular state, pro-Western, and basically there was a man named Gulen who was working with the CIA, and Mr. Gulen, the multi-billionaire from the drug companies, he was actually getting a multi-billionaire from the drug trade. He was living in Turkey. He was expelled by Turkey because he was trying to overthrow the government there. He was allowed to come into the United States there was a trial. The State Department wanted to keep him out because he was a subversive. The CIA insisted he be allowed to come in. He's living in Pennsylvania now in an armed enclave. And he is the one, using CIA money, who overthrew the legitimate government there in Turkey. And now Turkey has gone into the radical Islamic field and camp. Why would we have done that? Why would we overthrow an ally and create an enemy? Why, for the same reason we overthrew our friend the Shah and installed the Ayatollah Khomeini. We're creating the best enemy money could buy, but believe me, we will control it. So I hope that gives you an overview. I think this is all orchestrated. I hope that I'm wrong about this whole thing being taken over by the radical Islamists. But remember, we carry a book. If you haven't read it, you need to. It's called The Devil's Game. It goes into the background of how America and the CIA funded Al-Qaeda, funded the Muslim Brotherhood, funded the Taliban, funded everything. But the conclusion is, while we created the monster, we created a Frankenstein, it turned against us. I don't think it's turned against us at all. And I will tell you why. We had the underwear bomber, but the bomb didn't go off. How could these Islamic terrorists have been so stupid that they couldn't create an underwear bomb that would go off? We have the shoe bomber, Richard Reid, and that's why we have to take off our shoes when you go in the airport. How could these Islamic terrorists that can build all sorts of explosive devices to kill our boys over there and the roads there in Iraq and Pakistan, how could they not be able to build a shoe bomb that would go off? Then they had the smoke bomber in Palm Square, Times Square. He went to Pakistan to learn how to build a bomb, and they taught him how to build a bomb. But it was a smoke bomb. And he parked his SUV there in Times Square, and he was going to kill a lot of Americans. And all he did was create a lot of smoke. They were all betrayed. They thought that they were working with real Islamic terrorists, and I think that this whole thing is a charade. And they're all certainly being paid very, very well. I think we're seeing political theater, and an awful lot of people are going to die before we're over. Hey, we're out of time. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. I hope I've answered some of your questions, Jeff.
All right, thank you very much.
God bless. Let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, I have a question for you, if I could. Lately, I've been hearing an advertisement on various radio programs, and basically it says something to the effect that a wealthy investor has made predictions in the past, many of which have come true, and that it's instructing people that they ought to go and view a video on the internet. I believe it's called End of America with a number after it, depending on which program you hear it on, like it might be End of America 18 or a certain number corresponding to the program that's advertised on. And I have kind of a slow internet connection, so I'm not sure I could view it, but I was just wondering if you had seen it, and if so, what you think of it. Do you endorse it?
Well, basically, I will tell you, they asked me if I would accept money and have that interview these people so I could get the people, my listeners, to back that. And if you watch the video, it's basically just a lot of talk, a lot of charts. Everything that they say is true. I mean, absolutely, it's great. But then, of course, they say, and now, of course, how are you going to invest your money? Well, you call this number, and you can talk to one of our advisors, and he's going to tell you how to invest your money. And I just said I don't want to actually refer people to somebody who I don't know. I've seen this before, people using Christian radio and Christian television to get unsuspecting investors to give them money to invest for them. And I figure that the people can lose their money just as well on their own. Over and over and over again, it's been the scam. One fellow who was on the Christian network in your area made off with $200 million of Christians' money. And so I basically said, I don't know what they are going to try to get people to buy, and I will not accept their money. I mean, it sounds good. Everything they said was true. And that it's come to us. Now you've accepted us. You know we're on your side. We think as you do. We're concerned about you. And we're putting out all this money. This man is fabulously wealthy because he want to help you. And ladies, I just don't think he wants to help us. I think he wants to make money off of us. And so I just, I said, I'm sorry. You offer me a sum of money to put this people on. I will not accept it. I hope that answers your question.
Oh, yes, it does. I haven't seen it, as I say. It sounds as though it's a referral system.
It sounds too good to be true, and if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is.
All right, well, thank you for answering the question, Dr. Stanley.
Okay, I hope. Okay, and basically, you do not want to be investing at this time in most things. Go invest in gold and silver stocks, maybe oil. And be very, very careful because most people are going to lose most of what they have. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, we've got Dwayne calling from Spokane. Hi, Dwayne. How are we doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, sir. Actually, I do.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877 316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1 ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
People who are in control, the Brotherhood of Darkness controls our government, not the legitimate government. They are an illegitimate government. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. And they are using the wealth and the military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government so they can enthrone their Antichrist. And if we do not stand against it, then I believe we become complicit in what they do. Can men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose? Dwayne, you have another question.
Yes, sir. And the other question that I had was, again, I appreciate and respect your program because it does preach truth. And one of the ministries that I follow was one of those Dr. Kent Hovind for the Spanish Christian evangelism, as well as David Wagner out of California for Hope for America Ministries. And you know, I wanted to ask you something. I know a lot of people call your program and they talk about politics and government and things like that. But one of the other questions that I had, because I know that your program preaches a lot of truth, was do you have any message or any opinion for a Christian who might have fallen away of how they can come back and get connected again with the Lord and make their salvation secure and reconnect with the Lord?
Well, I think that the best way to do it is just get down on your knees and say, Lord, I've been a sinner and I've fallen away, but please come back into my life and direct my life. But it has to be sincere. You have to realize that you and I cannot oppose what's going on under our own power, by our intelligence, by our cleverness. I mean, this is a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it's a spiritual battle. And as things get a lot worse, and they are getting, I can guarantee one thing. I'm not a prophet, but I can tell you things are going to get a lot worse. And whether they're going to get better, I would hope they're going to get better, but under any circumstances, people are going to have a relationship with the Lord if they're going to get through the terrible times that lie ahead. I mean, you're seeing the breakdown of the structure of society over in the Middle East, but we're going to see increasingly the breakdown of the structure of society here at home. We're only beginning to see the increasing tempo of shootings and violence and crime, but it's going to increase and increase dramatically. You're going to have to get down on your knees, and you're just going to say, Lord, I need your help. I can't do it alone. Please take over the direction of my life. And when you do that, you'll be amazed at what happens. If you have a minister you can go to help you, fine. If not, you can do it in the privacy of your own room. David Abbey has a wonderful the pledge up on his website. Go to cuttingedge.org, I think it is. Anyway, David Bay. And he has the salvation message, and I really should be posting that on my website. But he's had over, 80 to 100,000 hits on that. People going there, reading it through, and suddenly saying, I'm going to have to rely on the Lord. And I think that you're going to have to just make that commitment on a personal relationship with the Lord. I mean, the Lord's waiting for you. To just reach out to him. He'll be there. Okay?
Well, thank you, sir, and God bless you.
God bless you, too. And let's go to Ray, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Ray. How are we doing?
Well, I'm facing triple stent surgery for my heart, and going to happen and probably in April.
You know, they're talking about some stents?
Yeah.
Why? Why do they want to put stents in?
I've got blockage.
Well, I'd suggest that you think about Dr. Julian Whitaker. He has get the material. Call the Whitaker Clinic. Ask for the material that Dr. Whitaker has on stents. They are putting in over $350 billion worth of stents and heart surgery every year. And if you look at the studies, not much difference whether you have the stent or not, as far as longevity is concerned.
Well,
the easiest thing to do is let somebody else take charge of your life. I would suggest that if you really care about your life and your future, you do a little work, homework, and check out and see what the benefits of stents against the non-benefits, and then get the material that Dr. Whitaker has. Julian Whitaker, and if you listened last night, we put out their information on their clinic. It's in Southern California. You don't have to go down there, but you do need to change what you're doing. You need exercise. You need to be changing your diet.
I lost a lot of weight.
Right, but of course, just because you have some blockage doesn't mean that you're going to die.
No, no. I'm only 58, you know, so it's not terrible.
And I bet they put you on statin drugs too, didn't
they? Right. Well, no. But
did they put you? Are you taking statin drugs?
Metoprolol. That's all.
All right.
Metoprolol.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Hang on there, Ray.
Okay.
Okay, Ray, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, actually my concern tonight was to medicine and the elderly in America and Medicare. I just had the experience of having to put my mother in a nursing home. She's 85, and she's doing pretty good. Her mental state's not too good, but, you know, I'm worried about dementia, and you know, she's starting to, well, it's rather odd. It's rather odd behavior, and I've been noticing a lot that people past a certain age, you know, 85 or so or 90, they seem to have delusions, or it's a mental thing, you know.
Well, I think you have to understand that there's so many toxins. Does she take her flu shot every year from her doctor?
Well, I don't know about the flu shot.
Well, you better find out, because of course they're giving all of our elderly the flu shot. That's the shots of mercury. Are they taking other vaccines?
Oh,
they're taking their vaccines for their for herpes and for chicken pox and all sorts of things. We expose people to so many poisons, whether it be aspartame, MSG, the bisphenol that is in our the lines our cans, in our plastics, certainly the fluoride in our water. They are poisoning us, and of course all of these target the brain. If you haven't heard the material that Dr. Blaylock has put out, certainly on how they are destroying the minds of our elderly, and once you get Alzheimer's disease, this is exploding, but they die soon. And
they seem to want that. I'm afraid that I had a horrible experience at a local hospital here, and I'm thinking you probably could guess where. They refused to, she had a bladder infection, okay, and it was late at night. They refused to let her stay in the hospital, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I ended up, and she was really sick, and I ended up having to drive home. It was 25 degrees outside. I had to lift her onto a wheelchair, and she slid off the wheelchair, and I grabbed her real quick and lowered her very gently on the pavement. She had a winter jacket on that I gave her, you know, because she's protected from the cold, right? So I ran inside, and I got to the place where she lives. And I ran inside. I got somebody to come out and watch while I called the fire department to get her to lift her up to her room. Now, this is all because of a doctor, and I won't tell you who. You probably know him. It was an emergency room.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
You know.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we have Ray calling from Santa Cruz, just talking about the plight of the elderly here.
It's terrible.
As far as what's going on, he took his mother to the hospital with a urinary tract infection, and of course, they sent her home, probably with some sulfides. But, you know, it used to be we put people in the hospital if they were debilitated but having difficulty.
Right.
We don't do that anymore because the federal government, in its wisdom, will not pay.
Because
the doctor did what he thought, depending upon upon the patient. No longer does the doctor have the right to do that. He has to look over his shoulder. Yes. And he is going to get severely criticized if he puts a patient in the hospital, and Medicare says, we're not going to pay for that because it wasn't necessary. What you need is a situation where the doctor takes care of the patient. He doesn't have to do what the federal government wants him to with his thought, and this is happening.
They guys are back.
They just say, we're not going to pay you, and the hospital's out, you know, and then the hospital gets mad at the doctor. Ray,
yeah.
I mean, the reason we have the problem today is because
of Medicare.
It's because of Medicare.
Yeah.
And once
and
you get the
that.
Federal government in there, well, there's no problem facing medicine today that a new government program won't make worse.
Won't make worse.
I could remember, because when my mother went to the Merritt Hospital in Oakland, the finest room was $13 a day, and that included everything. Anything else, Ray?
Well, there's only one other thing I think it was mentioning. Now, they have a new federal, and I don't know which president did this, but apparently you have to have a password to get to find out the condition of your own parent or your own brother or sister, whoever's in the hospital. If you're a member of the family, you have to have a password. But not only that, but they won't give you any information about the medications. And I found this out. And it's not all the hospitals are doing it, but just some of them. And I, you know what I think? It's a recent thing, and the thing that with the password and everything. Suppose you were out of state, you'd be out of luck, you know, because you, if you were out of state, you couldn't prove that you were that was your parent, and then they wouldn't let you know what their condition was, if they were dying or something like that.
Yeah, well, we have got real problems with medicine today, and it is all because of the government interference and government regulations and government control. And the Kevorkian health care program is going to create terrible, terrible problems. Look, Ray, now, of course, Medicare and Medicaid is costing $750 billion a year.
Yeah.
And basically, they have to restrict access to health care. That's why they put in the death panels. Now, the only thing Barack Obama said is, it was true, is he said there are no death panels in the Obama health care bill. That's true. They were in the stimulus bill. But, of course, as soon as that stimulus bill was passed, they appointed people to this panel that will determine what sort of health care people are going to get and who is going to live and who is going to die. Now, certainly in about 2 years, when the doctor goes in to see you, as soon as he makes a diagnosis, he will punch in on a little iPhone your diagnosis. The information will come back from Washington, D.C., how he is to treat you. And even if it doesn't work, if he doesn't follow that protocol, he'll be fined $100,000 the first time, second time they send him to prison. That is the Obama health care bill. Anything else, Ray?
Oh, it's frightening. I'll keep that in mind, Dr. Stanley.
Okay, God bless. Before you get to your stents, you know, just think about the alternative methods. God bless. Thanks so much. Let's go to Andy, who's calling us from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Andy. How are we doing?
Hi, great. glad to speak with you, Dr. Stan. I heard you commenting a little bit ago about the events in the Middle East and how it seems to be kind of orchestrated and we're not getting the straight story, and it reminded me of something that I haven't heard you comment about before, which is the fall of the various communist bloc countries in 1989. And I was thinking about that a little while ago and wondering if that was just, if the fall of the Berlin Wall and of the different communist governments was just to make way for kind of a kinder, gentler socialist sort of system.
That's what it was. It was basically so they could justify America giving a great deal more money over there after, of course, the fall of the Berlin Wall. Why American corporations, IMF, World Bank, East Asian Development Bank, and American corporations drilled the oil wells that made Russia the largest producer of oil in the world, larger than Saudi Arabia, drilled the gas wells that made Russia the largest producer of natural gas in the world and made the Eastern all of Europe depended upon Russian natural gas. But basically, of course, during that revolution, why, of course, it was televised. Could you imagine the government allowing, you know, a televised revolution? And they even brought in some of the army officers there who were sent down, but the army officers went on television and said, you know, we don't have any ammunition. It was all carefully staged, so as everything is, for the American benefit. And they have these big signs in English there in Russia, you know, about freedom now and democracy. Why would they be carrying around these big placards in English? It would be showed on television in the United States. Political theater. Political theater. You're absolutely right. Anything else, Andy?
I guess that's it. I just was thinking about it, and I thought I'd see what you had to say.
All of these revolutions are staged. Certainly the Cuban Revolution. Most Americans think that Fidel Castro won the Cuban Revolution. Fidel Castro never won anything. If you have not yet seen my DVD, it's called The World Revolution, and you'll actually see my interview with Ambassador Smith. He was a billionaire, kind enough to give me an interview back in 1980, and he will tell you that everybody knew that Fidel Castro was a communist. The American State Department knew he was a communist. The CIA knew he was a communist. Earl Smith knew he was a communist. The president knew he was a communist, and we turned Cuba over to him. Earl Smith was instructed to go to the president, the duly elected president of Cuba. His name was Batista. Now, admittedly, he had become very autocratic. He was clamping down. He was using force to try to maintain power. If he had not, why, of course, the radicals would have taken over the country. And so he used force. And, of course, by so doing, he lost a lot of support from the people. But Earl Smith was instructed to tell the duly elected president of Cuba, you will leave tomorrow. Well, of course, Batista was smart enough to know that an order from the American State Department was like getting an order from the mafia. It's an order you can't refuse, and he left. And Fidel Castro didn't win the revolution. He just walked in, took over the government, and immediately we recognized him, knowing he was a communist. And that is, of course, why David Rockefeller's daughters go down on a regular basis to meet with Fidel. And if you don't believe that, read David Rockefeller's memoirs. He tells you all about it. That's why Fidel comes up to talk to David. But we can't let the American people understand that. It's all political theater. The best enemy money could buy. An awful lot of Cubans have died and certainly trying to escape from the paradise created by the American State Department and the CIA. But you see, they were all controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Anything else?
It's overwhelming.
It really incredible. Is. Anyway, I hope you have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness?
I've seen your talk about it.
All right, fine. There's another talk up on the Internet. If you haven't watched it, it's called The Forbidden Secret, and it will give you a great deal of information. You can track it all down. We do have, of course, have a syllabus with all the documentation, but you can get it without any difficulty. When George Bush is talking about this, the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, he used that phrase twice in his first inaugural address. And then not one person ever asked, who's the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? He used this phrase twice. He concluded the speech with that very phrase.
Well, I suppose people hear the word angel and they think, oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah, well, but what angel are they talking about?
Right,
he concluded
exactly.
His speech with these words. This work continues. This story goes on. And an angel still rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Andy.
Thank you, Doctor.
Okay, fine. Let's go to Chris, who's calling from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Chris. How are we doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. How's the weather back there in Flint?
It stopped snowing kind of a little bit. I guess we're supposed to get a little bit more of an accumulation next couple of days, but we got about a foot of snow here.
Okay, so, fine. Well, if I were you, I would simply write a letter to Al Gore and ask him where all that global warming is.
Oh, yeah, the global warming.
You know, it really doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you control the media, if you control ABC, CBS, NBC, Time, Life, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report, all of that just shut down. If you control certainly the major publishers and the scientists who work for government, who do what they're told, certainly turning their back on science, saying what they want to, what they're told to say, or they don't get any more grants, you can convince the public of almost anything. Anyway, what can we do for you tonight, Chris?
Well, you had a guest a couple months back, and he was talking about Project Blue Jay, and then you had a guest maybe a week ago talking about the Arizona shooter and the Ted Kaczynski and how
I think it's it was probably Project Blue Bird.
Bluebird.
It wasn't a jay. It was just a bird. But that was, okay, was a CIA mind control program.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The CIA mind controls. And I remember you said that Ted Kaczynski had been in like a CIA mind control experiment when he was in college.
Yeah, in fact, there was a book written about that, and you can pull that down. We used to carry it. Not that many people were that interested. They should have been, but they weren't. But he was actually he was a brilliant young man, and they got him. He volunteered for this program. He was paid, and they destroyed his faith in God and family and country and everything, and he became a nihilist. And then they turned him loose on society, and you'd never guess what happened.
No, basically it sounds like he's a Manchurian candidate or something, right?
Well, whatever he was, he killed an awful lot of people, but basically, why do you play games with people's minds? Why do you destroy their faith in God and family and country? That's what they're doing in our schools today. Our kids are coming out not believing in America, but they're global citizens. I mean, they do not have respect for their parents. But the most important thing is they've destroyed their belief in God. That's what education's about. It's not about education. It's about indoctrination. It's turning them against God. It's convincing them that evolution is real. And if evolution is real, then the Bible is a lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I would tell you that the Bible is true and evolution is a lie.
I've seen many, many different things. We've had actually a praise report, but a couple of months ago we had a man that had been diagnosed with terminal cancer. And they gave him pretty much, his last right will. We want you to fill out this will for him and all this. Well, he burned it, and we had everybody at our church praying for him. Guy was healed of cancer. Didn't have a bit of it in his body after they went back for a test. They did extra tests on him after this, and he gives all the thanks to the Lord, so.
Between
we're still in the miracle working business.
Between man's plan in time and God's plan in eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And God can still work miracles. I believe that. I mean, yeah. I believe that we should. I believe there are treatments for cancer that have been suppressed, but also suddenly God can intervene. Let me just give out our telephone number, incidentally, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, give us a call. But go ahead, Chris.
Well, I was just kind of wanting to see if you had any idea about that Arizona shooter, and I know you had mentioned the death cult. I was wondering if you think he might have been under some kind of CIA mind control. I know you said that the death cult were funded maybe by the CIA or...
No, I didn't say that. We don't know.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's possible that they
possible,
were, basically,
yeah.
Because the death cult tied into the drug dealers, and the drug dealers, the largest drug dealer in the world is the Central Intelligence Agency. And anybody who doubts that, go up on the Internet. Just put your search engine, CIA, drug selling, things, something of that sort. And there are literally thousands of hits up there on that subject. I know Gary Webb, who had interviewed several times, who actually had written about the CIA to drug control, and of course he was blacklisted by the media. He was a Pulitzer Prize-winning author, and we actually have a book called Into the Buzzsaw, where he writes an essay and tells his tragic story. He wrote that before his tragic death, where this young man, healthy, committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice because he wanted to make sure he was dead.
Yeah, I remember watching that YouTube video of the Invisible Empire that was, I think it was produced by Alex Jones or Jason Goodman or something.
It's very good, and we actually carry that. We think it's a very good one.
Yeah, that talked about that. Well, I'll let you, you know, get back to your show. I was talking to a coworker, and she hadn't heard anything about that, and I was like, well, I'll bring it up, you know, it's a good topic.
Let me just tell you what we know. I mean, there's a lot I don't know, but I do know that this young man had an awful lot of money. I mean, you don't buy a gun, you don't go traveling, you don't stay overnight in a motel, you don't buy expensive drugs, and he was apparently on a lot of drugs, unless you have a source of money. Where did the money come from? Certainly he was involved in the occult, and we know that he had a little altar in the back there with the ceremonial candles and a little pail with rotten fruit and a skull on top of it. And we know, of course, he was certainly, according to our good friend William H. Kennedy, he'd put a YouTube up on the internet with him dressed as the Grim Reaper, and there is a Grim Reaper death cult in Mexico and throughout South America with 5 million members. Now, if that's true, why have we never heard of it? Well, they don't want you to hear about it. They do not want you to understand how extensive the satanic influences is, and not only in South America, but right here in the United States. In fact, the FBI has a division, and when anybody talks about Satanism and their satanic crimes out there, why, they immediately send out their agents to say, oh, there are no satanic crimes, it's all make-believe, you know, there's no such thing. Why would the FBI doing that? Well, simply because the man who headed the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover, was a homosexual. He was a 33rd degree Mason. He covered up for the mafia for years. He absolutely refused to actually do anything at all about the mafia until the Kennedys forced him to. And because you know what happened to the Kennedy brothers. J. Edgar Hoover hated them. And believe me, in fact, he was there. If you haven't heard the interview we have, the second interview on the assassination, or an interview with Lyndon Johnson's mistress. She will tell you about the meeting the night before, who was at the meeting where they were planning the assassination, and one of the men was J. Edgar Hoover, the director of the FBI. So our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hang on for just a minute. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. But Chris, certainly there's something very, very strange, because as soon as Gabby Gifford was shot, why, of course, immediately all across America, almost as if it was orchestrated.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.
Much bigger than anything that has happened since World War II. Why? Because if I am right, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but the radical Islamists are going to take over that whole part of the world in preparation for a coming war between America and, of course, that part of the world. And since the Islamists will probably take over control of the nuclear weapons that are in Pakistan, incidentally, the nuclear weapons were given to Pakistan. And how did a third world nation ever get the fuel, the technology, all that to build a nuclear weapon? We gave it to them. Anybody who has not yet read my January 2008 newsletter by the Sybil Edmonds story. It's up on the internet at radioliberty.com. Sybil Edmonds, 2008, how the American State Department, with the complicity of the FBI, gave the secrets for building the nuclear bomb to Mr. Khan over there in Pakistan. We gave them the nuclear weapons information, which they then transmitted to North Korea and to Iran. Why would we have done that? I think in preparation for this coming war. That's why I'm worried about it. Certainly, it's political theory, you're absolutely right. But I think there's going to be some very difficult times that lie ahead for a country, especially if the Islamists get their hands on those nuclear weapons. And I think that's just what we're planning. But after all, there are too many people in the world, aren't there, Tim?
Oh, definitely.
I hope and pray that I'm wrong. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. I'm going to have to let you go. Call in earlier next week. Okay, fine. This is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, would love to hear from you. Things have been a little tight here this month, and the end of the year all right, but we could certainly use some help now. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can subscribe to our newsletter, get our products. Anything you're in a position to do, we'll appreciate it. If not, if you're really strapped for funds, and a lot of our people are, that's one reason why we're having problems. What if you can't help? Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Now, this is the time when I need to tell you that, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to watch our talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus. It will introduce you to this whole idea of what's going on today. And then, of course, you need to get the tape set of the talks that were given at our conference last October, the 5 talks. You can get them separately or all together, CD or audio tape. It's a CD most people want to get. Very important information. One of the most important talks was Paul Williams. Dr. Paul Williams tells you how the American government brought Turkey into this radical Islamic field. In other words, Turkey was a secular state aligned with the West. Now it is a radical Islamic state aligned with the East, and we can thank the CIA for that. Why would they have done that? Why, for the same reason that we have all sorts of Islamic training camps where they've are training ex-felons with automatic weapons here in the United States. About 60 camps. Go up and put in Islamberg into your search engine. Islamberg, or Dr. Paul Williams. Islamberg, Paul Williams, and or either one, you'll come up with the information. Why in heaven's name would we be allowing training of radical Islamic killers here in the United States and funding them with and letting them have automatic weapons when they're felons? They've been in prison, recruited into this movement from the prisons. Why would we allow that? Maybe things, nothing as it appears to be. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can get Dr. Paul Williams' talk. It's part of the set, or you can get the talk separately. And then, of course, get other people to listen to our programs to try to understand what's going on. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for the other ministries, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Massimo Mazzucco. Massimo Mazzucco. Now, that's an Italian name, if you didn't understand that. But Massimo has come up with a wonderful DVD. You know, we see a lot of DVDs, but this is a very, very impressive one. It's called Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. And, of course, as you know, I'm very interested in population control. I've known for a long time. There were a number of cures. I was acquainted with, not all of the cures he had listed, but some of them. We've talked extensively about Dr. Brzezinski, who has a cure for cancer, and certainly they wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. Not simply admitting, of course, that he was helping people in curing cancer, but after all, somebody had sent some of his medication over state lines. Oh, that crossed state lines. So they wanted to send him to prison for 300 years. That doesn't make any sense. He's curing people. Oh, but he did a bad thing. Well, he beat the case, of course. They're still out to get him. Basically, but there are many other cancer cures that you will never hear about. So, Massimo, thank you very much for being with us this evening.
Good evening, everybody. Hi.
Chris, how did you happen to put together this excellent DVD? And we are carrying the DVD. We think it's important. It's called Cancer forbidden cures. How, what motivated you? Because it took a lot of work on your part to do that.
Well, again, curiosity and the fact that when you start learning that there are cures out there that people don't know about, you just become anxious to let them know, to make them known. I mean, one of the cases that struck me the most and what probably got me going to research other possible cures was the one of Harry Hoxie, an American who basically had a cure for cancer and fought the system for 50 years. And he got to a point where he had 17 clinics working in America, and he was curing people, and he was actually eventually shut down by the AMA completely. And the story of his life was so meaningful that I started looking for, you know, and then I found more and more. Once you start looking for, get connections thanks to the Internet, and I put together a collection of at least 10 different cures that have been suppressed or forgotten or ignored in the last 100 years that show definitely that they could cure cancer.
Well, for those of you who listen to our programs regularly, you probably heard us talking about a Dr. Richard Day, who, of course, was the medical director of Planned Parenthood. And in 1969, he gave a talk to a group of doctors in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and, of course, a friend of ours was there, Dr. Dunnigan. I talked to Dunnigan, and I consider him a friend. Dr. Dunnigan was a young pediatrician at the time, and Dr. Richard Day had been one of his teachers. But instead of talking about medicine, he said, I'm going to tell you what's going on. I turn off your recorders. You know, don't take notes, but I'm going to tell you what's going on. He went on to talk about so many things, and the descriptions are all available from Radio Liberty in the transcript. But one of the things he said was, you know, there are too many people in the world. We've got to get rid of a lot of them. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. We have cures for cancer. They are being sequestered in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation, and and they'll be kept there because, of course, people are going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. Who could be that crass and indifferent to human suffering? Well, Massimo, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about Dr. Hoxie?
Well, his story is probably, as I said, the most meaningful. It's not the only one, though. He was not a doctor, actually. He was a farmer, and he moved down to Texas from the north, and he actually struck oil, and he had a lot of money. And his father had received from his grandfather a formula, an herbal formula, with which he had been curing horses from cancer. So they perfected this formula, and on his deathbed, he passed it on to Harry Hoxie with the promise that he would only give it away, or would give away the formula only if it was guaranteed that people could get it for free, those who couldn't afford it. So Hoxie started using it, and he started having success. And I said, he got to a point, I think in 1952, his Texas clinic was the biggest center for curing cancer in the world, period. Then he became a little too famous, too well-known, and the story is told by one journalist, I think name is Burke, who was sent down from the north with the precise intent to discredit this guy. They sent him down, and they told him, go down, write a story on him, we'll put some discredit on the guy, we'll get rid of him because the AMA wants to get rid of him. Well, the guy goes down, and he learns about the cure. He sees the people getting cured. He sees all these things going on. And he actually becomes his lawyer. He became his best friend and his lawyer. He never came back to the North, and he started helping him in his fight to make his cure known. Throughout his whole life, Hoxie all he wanted is for his cure to be examined and accepted by the medical system. But because herbs are not, you cannot patent herbs, the system is not interested in that kind of medicine. They only care for chemical laboratory medicines where you can put a patent on and make money on it. So the general concept, which is proven again and again by Hoxie's stories, by another story by a lady named Renée Caïs, a Canadian nurse who had a similar concoction of herbs, made a tea called Essiac, which is very famous actually today, at least on the Internet. And she had the same story. The Canadian system would not accept this as a cure. And she brought up, I think, up to 50,000 signatures of people who supported and testified to the fact that her cure, that they had been cured. She went in front of the Canadian Parliament, but she lost for, I think, 3 votes, and it was not accepted as an official cure because you cannot make money out of it. At the same time, both Hoxie and this lady Caïs had been approached at some point by the AMA, who actually tried to buy from them the formula. But both Kais and Hoxie, the two stories are very similar, refused to give it because they could not get a guarantee that people who could not afford it could get it for free. So the system turned against them.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Massimo Mazzucco, and he's put together this wonderful DVD. It's called Cancer Forbidden Secrets.
Forbidden Cures.
I'm sorry. I gave a talk called The Forbidden Secret. No, it's Forbidden Cures. And basically, talking about Hoxie. Hoxie was an oil man. He was a farmer who became an oil man, made a lot of money. He wasn't interested in making money off treating cancer. He wanted to make sure that people got the treatment. And if they couldn't afford, they would get it for nothing. It's something he promised his father. And the AMA tried to buy the formula, but of course they didn't want to buy it to cure people. They wanted to buy it to get it off the market because, people at the time thought it was all had to do with money, and of course it may have. I personally think it had to do with population control, because we have testimony as early as 1969. They were talking about letting people die and having treatments for cancer. Well, they had the treatment from Hoxie, and they had to put him out of business. He opened up clinics all across America. And they tried to discredit him. He sued the AMA, and Morris Fishbein, who was the head of the AMA, and Hoxie won in a court of law. And Fishbein was forced to resign. Hoxie opened clinics all across America. He was curing thousands and thousands of people with an herbal formula. And so the FDA then went out to sue him in every single one of the states. And did they pretty well bankrupt him, or was it he finally just gave up and said, I can't beat him?
He said they closed all his clinics at the same time in 17 states. And as is told by his head nurse, I don't remember her name, she says, you know, he did have money, but not enough to fight the legal battle in 17 states at the same time. I mean, they came on really strong to him at the end, and then they did. And it's funny because in the lawsuit that he won against Morris Fishbein, against the AMA, the judge actually confirmed and had it confirmed in court that his treatment cured cancers, melanoma, at least external cancers. The very head of the AMA was forced to admit that it did cure cancer. So you have a law sentence, a judge's sentence, that says that it cures cancer. But it has been, even regardless of that, it has been ignored, and nobody cares about that. This happens all the time. I am now in contact with this Italian doctor named Tullio Simoncini, who is the last chapter of my film. He cures people with cancers with sodium bicarbonate. And when I first heard about this, I said, come on, please give me a break. You know, this is a joke, because, you know, it's so simple. When he explained his theory to me, and his theory is that cancer is caused actually by a fungus in your body called Candida, which you all have, and we all keep under control. If for some reason the Candida gets out of hand and it manages to build a colony, what we call cancer, the tumor, is actually a healthy reaction from the body trying to push back the attack from the intruder, which the immune system can no longer get rid of. So now it makes sense that he would use sodium bicarbonate or baking soda, because baking soda in nature is possibly the strongest enemy of fungi in nature, of fungus. If you look at, if you have a garden or you look at the gardener, they always sprayed baking soda against fungus. So after I heard about this, I started interviewing his patients because I wanted to hear him firsthand. And I've interviewed more than 30 patients on video, actually, who were basically sent home to die, and they were terminal. And they all survived thanks to his cure. And, of course, he's going through the same exact story now in Italy. He's been disbarred from, he's kicked out of the medical order. Nobody wanted to take a look at his documentation. They just spent time discrediting him over the media. And he's basically, you know, struggling to stay alive, and he doesn't even have a license anymore. And in the meantime, he cures people from cancer. I mean, I personally interview people who had lung cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, brain cancer, all terminal, sent home to die. That means they've already taken away everything they could from you in terms of both money and health. They send you home when there's nothing else to do. They come to him eventually, and not all the cases, of course, but in many cases, he manages to save them, and they heal completely from cancer, gone. And this is, nobody wants to look at this.
Well, you see, Massimo, it's so hard for people to believe anything could be this cruel or indefinite. Doctors are compassionate people, and they are. But basically, I remember, of course, when the Laetrile controversy was there, and they were talking about Dr. Ivey. He was one of the world's leading clinicians, and he embraced Laetrile, said it worked. They set out to discredit him. I can remember as a young doctor, town and here in Santa Cruz where I lived a couple of years, and suddenly one of the senior doctors, is almost a father figure to me, Dr. Kerry Ellsberg, was talking about, you know, Sidney, how Ivy was only into this for the money, you know, and he had a great big house and all these articles in the AMA journals, and it was all to discredit Ivy. Why? Because he was saving people's lives. And you have to discredit anybody. They have something called Quack Watch. You can see it up on the
internet. I know. It's in my movie, on the Gerson chapter.
Right. The Quack Watch is financed by the drug companies and by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Where does the money come from? They want to discredit anybody who has the treatment for cancer. So, and of course, the story of Hoxley, it just breaks your clinic. Now, basically, the Hoxley Clinic still exists. It's in Tijuana. They have drugs today for breast cancer. One of them is $40,000 a month. It prolongs your life.
You mean the chemotherapy?
For chemotherapy, right. For breast cancer. It prolongs your life for maybe 4 months at a cost of $40,000 a month. Hoxley's Clinic, down there, I talked to them, $50 for the consultation. They will charge you for the studies they do. And it'll cost you about $800 for 6 months of medicine.
And you know what's interesting about the Hoxley story is that you cannot even legally import their medicine here. You can only go there and bring back some enough for personal use, but I could not, for example, order it from in America where I live, order it in Mexico and have it shipped. It's illegal to ship it. I mean, if this were really just a hoax, why would you care about forbidding it from being ordered? If it doesn't work, why would you need to make a law that forbids you from make it importable?
Oh, they want to protect you from those wicked quacks, you know.
Yes,
they're going to make $800 for 6 months' supply.
Right.
You know, what does it cost, you know, to go in the hospital for 1 day today?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, cancer is a big business, but behind that is population control. That's my view. Other people think it's for money. It doesn't matter. People are dying unnecessarily. Slow, lingering, horrible, painful deaths because they are actively suppressing the treatments, and it is done by a conjunction of the leaders of organized medicine and by people working within our government. Evil and wicked people. Let's talk a little bit about ECAC, because that is an amazing story.
Which one, sorry?
About ECAC.
Oh, ECAC, yes. This Canadian nurse in the 1920s, her mother was... diagnosed with cancer, and she was a nurse, and she was curing a lady in the hospital, and she saw in her breast that she had scars, and she learned that she had had cancer, and she had cured herself, this lady, with a formula of mixture of herbs that was given to her by the medicine man of the local tribe, or Jiwi, I think it's called, the local tribe. So she wanted to know about this mixture of herbs. She got it from the medicine man. And then she used it on her mother, and her mother, instead of dying in 6 months, as she was told, she lived for another 20 years. So she realized she had something, and she started curing people. But she didn't even know what she was doing, because she had no idea. She was not a doctor, first of all. And then at the time, the immune system had not even been discovered. So in her diary, she wrote, there must be something in our body that is helped by this herb to kill cancer, because she understood that the herbs themselves cannot kill cancer. What they do, in fact, is a certain combination of herbs, like the Hoxie treatment is the same. What they do is they restore your immune system to the point that your immune system gets rid of the cancer. That's how it works. The same is with the Gerson therapy and with the, which is a diet-based therapy. The fact that you eat raw vegetables and fruit does not by itself kill the cancer, but it cleans up your system and your blood to a point that your immune system goes back to 100% efficiency. And then the cancer is gone.
And absolutely, that's what it's really all about. Well, what happened to this nurse? Certainly, I know that she basically got to the point where she didn't charge at all. She simply gave it away. People wanted to give her money, fine. If she didn't want to give her money, fine. She would provide it to anybody.
She also had an offer of $1 million from some hidden corporation who came up to her. But she said, no, you can only have the formula if I have the guarantee that it would be made available for free to those who need it. And, of course, this was exactly the point. They did not want that. So that also started for her the fall, and she was basically, at one point she had a hospital, because her own town, when they saw that she was curing people, put up a clinic for her. She was curing up to 600 patients a week that were coming and going, and there's testimonies in the film, you can see there's testimonies of these people who were coming and going, and they say, you know, I was given 3 months of life, 6 months of life, and here I am 30 years later, I'm still alive because I did the Asiatic cure. And it's also a major, a great cleansing herb concoction. It has very, very, very many qualities. I encourage anybody who's interested in looking up Essiac. Essiac is actually her last name spelled backwards. Her name is Kais, which is C-A-I-S-S-E. And if you spell it backwards, this is how she made the name for the tea. And look it up on the internet because there's so much information there. For the same for Hoxie, not so much for Hoxie actually. Kais is much more popular because you actually can buy it in the States. Whether the Hoxie, you cannot even buy it here. And then there's the Gerson therapy, which is also incredible. Which this guy, he's covered by this German doctor Gerson. He's the father of all the philosophy of clean diets and clean eating that we have today. He invented it all. He discovered he could actually cure tuberculosis with a certain diet. He made an experiment in the 1920s in Germany. They gave to him 450 patients with tuberculosis. And the doctor who was running the experiment said, if you cure only one of them, I will be your fan. He cured, I think, 430 out of 450. And this is all documented. And then he came to America curing tuberculosis with this. And he discovered that also people with cancer were healing. Of course, what he had discovered, he actually said, by doing a certain diet, your body restores the immune system to the full potency, and that's what does the trick. Our own body can get rid of any disease if it's in full functionality. If instead you take the chemotherapy, which destroys both the cancer cells and the healthy cells, the value, the capacity of your immune system drops.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Massimo.
I'm sorry.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey Water Filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value, plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
On TV, and also I get a lot in the mail about the pH level, that there has never been a cancer patient with a pH level above 7.5.
Yes, I can confirm that. For as far as the Gerson therapy works, they work actually on rebalancing your pH, making your body more alkaline.
Thanks very much, Eileen.
Yeah.
And go right ahead.
No, I just said, you know, this is actually the basis of the Gerson diet. By doing that diet, they found that your alkaline levels come up again to a certain point above which you do not get cancer. And this is funny because baking soda, the sodium bicarbonate used by Dr. Simoncini, actually does the same thing. So there's a double check there, double reference, because also baking soda is alkaline, of course, and since he hits the tumor directly, he does not just, you don't take a baking soda in your mouth with a spoon or that and go to sleep and think the cancer goes away. He applies that directly on the tumor so that he can put in your body enough quantity to kill the tumor without having to make too much salt in your body. Otherwise, you get a negative effect.
And I would simply mention that the my wife was born in Bracebridge, Canada.
Oh, Bracebridge is the city of
That's where this lady, nurse actually provided this ECACT.
Yes, that's where she came from.
She had excellent results with it. In fact, when you were on your film, when you showed where she was, my wife Barbara recognize the buildings, you know, because that's where she was born. And this nurse was persecuted. Everything was done. And I would simply point out, hey, you think that these stories about, oh, my goodness, you know, being offered a great deal of money by the AMA for the Hoxie treatment, or certainly the nurse being ordered to offer a great deal of money for ECAC. I will tell you that there's another treatment that's available. It's called resveratrol, but it has to be used and used properly. Recently, I think SmithKline Glaxo paid almost three quarters of $1 billion for the Harvard research on this product, because of course it has many, many benefits as far as longevity, but one of them, of course, is cancer, and certainly it's effective in cancer treatment. It works to block polyphenols. And after paying $750 million for this product, why, within the last month, SmithKline and Glaxo has decided that they're not going to develop it. They've stopped all development. Why would you put out $750 million to buy up research and then block any use of it? Well, I would simply ask you that. The product is resveratrol. There are other products that are very, very good. A lot of them are phony, but so there's certainly very reliable ones today. Amazing drug as far as not only cancer, but heart disease, macular degeneration, stroke prevention, at least prevention of the consequences of a stroke. And SmithKline in France, Glaxo, $750 million, and now, of course, any further medical development is this has been effectively blocked.
But was this a natural substance?
Yes, but of course they wanted to block this thing.
Yeah,
they wanted to discourage it, and they say, well, the only place it's really applicable is a yeast, and if you're a yeast, it'll prolong your life. But other than that, just forget about it. These people are truly diabolical. Money is of no consequence as human lives are, and they certainly don't want to save them.
Well, there is this mechanism that I notice in many situations. For example, also with shark cartilage. Shark cartilage has a quality that's called anti-angiogenic. Angiogenesis is when your tumor, by growing, needs to build new blood vessels. So an anti-angiogenic characteristic means it stops the tumor from building new blood vessels, which is what shark cartilage does. I've personally saved a dog of mine with cancer who was supposed to die in 3 weeks, and he lived 3 more years because of shark cartilage. What the industry does, they study the biological compound from the shark, and they try to replicate it in a laboratory so they can patent it. And this is exactly the problem. When they go to the synthetic molecule, it doesn't work anymore. There is something in the biological molecule that does not work in the laboratory. But at the same time, your oncologist will never tell you that shark cartilage cures cancer, because they don't tell the oncologist to tell that. That is the problem.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are treatments for cancer. They work, and there are many of them that are covered in this excellent, excellent DVD. And you'll see some footage there that'll just, it'll wrench your heart. And if you're a physician, or if you've known someone who's died of cancer, and you realize there were treatments effectively blocked in America, you begin to wonder, what's this all about? Could there really be anything as diabolical as this? And the answer is, absolutely. Massimo, you go right ahead. And Sydney, we've talked about the Hoxie treatment. We've talked about ECAC. We've talked about shark cartilage. What about Laetril? I mean,
Laetril was a great, great story in the 1980s. Actually, the theory comes back from a doctor in the 1950s called Dr. Krebs. And it's a very, very complex theory, but basically the bottom line is that there is a vitamin called vitamin B17, which is contained in the seed of the apricot, that apparently has an incredible anti-cancer quality. What it does, and there's a recount in the film by Dr. Burke. I think he was one of the top people of the MA at some point.
No, he was in charge of research at the National Cancer Institute.
Okay.
He was in charge of chemotherapy research, and I actually talked to him before he died.
Uh-huh. He actually said that when they see on the microscope Laetril, which is the vitamin B17, get in contact with the cancer cells, they saw that the cancer cells die like fly. This is, I'm quoting literally, they die like fly, while the other cells are left alone. They're left intact. So the capacity, and this capacity of selecting the cancer cells and killing only those cells, which many natural products have, is what chemotherapy does not do. Chemotherapy is like going into a room where there is a terrorist and 10 regular people, and you just shoot everybody. And of course you kill the terrorist, but you also kill the other 10. This is what chemotherapy does. This is selective. The capacity of B17, Laetril. And of course, a doctor in I think it was in San Francisco, started a clinic started using...
His name is Richardson.
Yeah, Richardson. He started using Laetril on his patients, and the rates of survival improved greatly. And after a while, his bosses called him up and says, what's happening here? You're using this. This is illegal. And he said, yeah, but people get cured. It works. And they told him, we don't care if it works. This is not legal. You have to stop using it. And that was it. The end of Laetril. As simple as that. I mean, when you have so many of these stories...
Hold that thought. Sure. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest, Grayson Massimo Mazzucco. We're talking about his DVD, Cancer Forbidden Cures. Cancer Forbidden Cures. We do carry it. It's available through our ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not moved by this DVD, why you don't have a heart, especially when you consider millions of people die every year, about 8 million people die every year of cancer. Suddenly, why don't you give the background on cancer? You mentioned that, well, what about the turn of the 19th century? How many, what?
This is another very, very strong indicative element. At the beginning of the 19th century, that is 100 and some years ago, one person out of 20 would get cancer in their life, statistically. In the 1940s, it was 1 out of 10. In the 1970s, it was 1 out of 6. In 2000, it was 1 out of 3, meaning one person out of 3 in 2000 would get cancer at some point in the course of their life. Now we are approaching the 1 to 2 ratio. That means, for example, between you and me, either you or me, or possibly both, or possibly none, but the statistics are one of the two will get cancer in the course of their life. This is all due, of course, to the decay of our immune system, which is made weaker and weaker by the toxins, by the toxins in the air, in the water. I mean, they just found out recently that the fishes in Texas, in the Texas River, they have Prozac in their body. When you have fishes that have Prozac in their body, it means that the entire subsoil of the country is completely polluted by both the industrial discharges and by people throwing medicine to the toilet, and they go into the system. And when you have this kind of situation, of course the immune system is stressed and more stressed and more stressed, is weaker and weaker, and cancer kicks in. It's as simple as that. And if you can build back your immune system, like for example with the Gerson therapy or with one of the herb cures that we described, then you can fight it back. But you know, normally what happens is when a person gets cancer, they also give you the shock treatment of fear. Oh, you got cancer. You have to immediately get scheduled for operation, otherwise this may spread all over your body. You may die in 3 months. They do this all the time to everybody. Every patient I've interviewed, and I've said it's over 30 now that I have interviews on a video, they all tell me the same story. I went to the oncologist. The first thing he did was scare the hell out of me. He said, I'll book you for surgery tomorrow. They don't even give you a chance to think. And by you know, before you know it, you've been operated and scheduled for chemotherapy. And strangely enough, when you go get surgery, you have to sign a paper where you confirm that you will accept chemotherapy and radiotherapy after. I mean, why do I have to promise that I will take chemotherapy after? I mean, why do I have to do that? Otherwise, they will not operate on you. So it's a blackmail mechanism that they give you. You want to get operated, you have to sign that you will get chemo after. And, of course, that starts the spiral towards the bottom from which you cannot ever come out because of chemotherapy itself, making you weaker and weaker in the immune system.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question for Massimo. Now, Massimo does have a website, but it's primarily in Italian.
Well, that's how I got on the Internet. I started bringing news. I live in the United States, but I started this website a few years ago in Italian about 9/11. I am also an expert on 9/11. I'm one of those so-called conspiracy theorists who is convinced that 9/11 was not made the way that we were told it was made. And I made two films on it, and one of them was actually broadcast on Italian television. And I became relatively popular, which is also negatively relatively popular. A lot of people hate me. I got maybe 15,000 people love me and 15 million people hate me. because of what I've brought to Italy. So it started like that, and because I am Italian, I write better in Italian. That's my language, and that's my country. So I do it for them. And here there's a lot of people already who do what I do for Italy. So I think it's fine the way it is.
Well, now, basically, do you have are your films available in English?
Yes, all my films are available in English. The ones that, for example, You Are Carrying Cancer, the others can be found on Amazon under my name. And they're all there, yes. I just started to put them out. I have one on the Robert Kennedy assassination. The one on 9/11 is called The New American Century. And I also made one on UFOs, which seems so strange, but it's the story of UFOs seen from the military point of view. The only little green men that you see in my film are the military.
Well, if you would send me copies of all of those, we might very well carry them, because, of course, we do have all sorts of outlets through my ministry. That's how we support ourselves, but it might be mutually beneficial.
Absolutely,
we'd like to
absolutely.
See the other ones. We do actually carry the Cancer, Forbidden Cures, and we will be getting them in the future from you.
Yeah.
Because we want to do everything we can to help you.
Absolutely.
As you get this information out. Now, basically, the whole background, the footage here is magnificent. I mean, you'll hear Hoxie. You'll see the intensity of his voice. He's trying to fight the system. He's trying to save people's lives, and they don't want him to. Now, the average doctor has no idea about this. He cannot believe anybody in their right mind would want to suppress cancer treatments. That just doesn't make sense. But, of course, we're not dealing with people in their right mind. We have people who have a different agenda, and some of it has to do with money, admittedly, but, of course, I believe there is another agenda behind what's going on. You've got the Hoxie treatment, you've got the ECAC treatment, you've got the shark cartilage treatment, you've got the Gerson treatment. What happened to Dr. Gerson?
Dr. Gerson, the same thing. He was forbidden to, at some point, when he started curing people from cancer. They even had a senatorial commission on him. And you can read the testimonies, and you can read, actually, the senator. It was called Senator Pepper, and he wanted to promote this, and he had the testimonies under sworn declaration of all the patients that he had healed with cancer. He put out a book called I don't remember the title, but it's the Gerson book, with 50 documented cases of terminal patients sent home to die who he actually cured with just the diet. I'm actually in contact now with his nephew. I'm bad with names.
Is that his nephew or is that his grandson?
I'm sorry, grandson.
Grandson. We've actually interviewed his grandson.
Howard Strauss Gerson, yes.
Right. His daughter lives across the bay from me over in the Monterey Carmel area, but she goes down regularly to Mexico. The only way you can get the treatment is to go to Mexico, here in the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Yeah,
why, of course, you're not allowed to have these things because, of course, the government wants to protect you from quacks. You can go across the border and you can get treatments that will cause you to live, or you can stay here and get treatments that will kill you.
Yeah.
Which would you like? Of course, those treatments south of the border are very inexpensive. The one up here is extremely expensive. And then we wonder why, of course, we're spending so much on health care in America today.
Well, I think what is very difficult is to reverse this concept. For me, it was very difficult. The idea that the medical system is not necessarily there to cure you is something that is very difficult to deal with. It's like such an obvious conclusion that you draw. You know, of course the doctors are there to cure you. Well, not necessarily.
But the doctor he wants to help. He's sincere.
Oh, yes.
And he really wants to do the best he can. I mean, I never met a doctor that wasn't compassionate and didn't want to help people. But unfortunately, the doctors do not know. This is why this DVD is so important.
Yes.
And you need to get your doctor to watch it. Just ask him, watch it and let me know what you think. After watching it, I realize it'll. And if we could get more and more doctors to do this sort of thing, basically, I got into this thing through the back door back in the early 1990s, and one of the finest orthopedic surgeons in America, a woman who would have been a professor at the University of California or Harvard, her name was Dr. Lorraine Day, and she dropped. I mean, she was the chief of orthopedic surgery at San Francisco County Hospital, a very sought after position. She dropped. dropped out of medicine. She gave up her medical career to champion similar treatments through the types of diet, very similar to the Gerson treatment. And she tried for years to convince me that the AIDS epidemic was population control, and I refused to believe her. I would not believe her until I suddenly, one day, had an epiphany and suddenly realized there is no other logical explanation. I didn't want to believe this. Like most doctors, we do not want to believe that we have been lying to our patients. Well, you have to finally, if you're an honest individual, do it. And we need you out there in the listening audience to help us reach the doctors. If they can learn the truth, they can do so much more good. Medicine could once again become a healing profession instead of one that is destroying health.
I had one doctor in Los Angeles the other day. He called me up and said, you know, I've just seen your DVD. Up until a month ago, I would have laughed at all this things that I hear, but my wife just died of cancer 3 months ago, and I'm telling you, had I seen this DVD before, I would have certainly have her now alive. He was so shocked by the fact that he had to throw away everything that he had learned in 30 years of career, but he had the courage to do it. And he said, "I'm devastated because I feel like I have no feet. I'm a man with no more feet to walk, because everything that was sustaining me in my logic and has gone in 3 days." But again, once you see that, what are you going to do? Pretend that you haven't seen it, the truth?
Well, I think that's why it's so important. If you're out there in the listening audience, you need to get this DVD, you need to watch it. And then, of course, you need to get your doctor to watch it, or your dentist to watch it, or get other people to watch it, because Massimo does a wonderful job. And as soon as I saw that DVD, I said, we're going to carry that, we're going to put it out, because he has done what I would always love to have done, but I don't have the talent to do it. He does have the talent. God's given us each of a talent. My talent is talk radio, at least I hope I have a little talent.
Well,
there,
you have a talent for selling, which I don't have, so right. We're a good team.
All right, we'll be all right. But you'll really want to, I won't say you will enjoy this DVD. It will rock everything you believe. But you need to pursue the truth, because that is what it's really all about. Well, now there have been other treatments, of course. We've had other treatments besides those things we've talked about. But what about Dr. Reif? Who was Dr. Reif? Why is he important?
That's Dr. Reif is one story I could not include in the DVD because it was too long. It became too long. I had many stories I had to actually do. What is incredible is that there are too many treatments that I could not fit in one DVD. At one point, I thought I'm going to have to make part two because there's Dr. Reif, there was Willem Reich.
Well, I hope you will, and basically you could also include Dr. Baczynski and
absolutely.
His amazing story.
I found out about him too late because only when I finished mine, this was done in 2008, and I only heard about him later. And by then it was too late to fit anything else in it. But he's current, so his information about him is available. What I have in the DVD is information that is very difficult. Dr. Reif, for example, is a doctor in the 1920s. He developed a microscope that was, I think, 10 or 20 or 100 times more powerful than any microscope available at the time. With that, he could see the actual cancer cells before anyone else. And by throwing a certain frequency, sound frequency, he discovered that cancer cells would literally explode. I saw a film of that he filmed through the microscope. The cancer cells would explode like little balloons while the regular cells and the healthy cells are left untouched. So again, there's something in nature that allows, I don't know what, to identify the cancer cells and get rid of them without touching the other. Another compound that does that is marijuana, hemp. They found now in the scientific studies, this is also not in the film because I've just finished, actually today I finished editing, my next documentary, which is on marijuana and cancer. I made a whole thing on this, on marijuana, because it's very important. And there is scientific studies now that show how marijuana is able to penetrate the brain, pass the blood, the brain barrier, which other chemicals cannot pass, and go identify brain cells that have cancer, kill those cells, and leave the rest of the cells untouched. So there's something out there in nature, in these herbs, that allows for the cancer cells to be identified and killed and leave the others alone. While when we go with chemotherapy, once again, we just destroy everything, including the person.
Well, it's a tragic and gripping story, and there's so many people die. What is it, about 8,000 people?
It's 20,000 people a day in the world die of cancer, and that accounts for about 8 million a year.
But how many people die here in America every day?
I don't know that.
All right, but 20,000 people throughout the world die of cancer every year.
Yeah, so you have to make a percentage with the population. I know that there's 1 million new cases of cancer in America every year. So just think, for the money-making machine for the system, that's 1 million new clients every year that come in. What other business has 1 million clients, new clients every year? None. This is the biggest money-making machine on earth, period. Disease, that's what it is.
And, of course, doctors will try to do the best they can and try to keep you alive as long as they can. But what they do is to destroy your immune system, and they attack it, of course, with the... And, of course, basically one of the most important things you can do is a light dose of vitamin D. They tell you you shouldn't take a lot of vitamin D. After all, you might get vitamin D intoxication, knowing full well this plays an important part in improving the immune system, and, of course, diet, a number of things you should be taking to help preserve your health. And the average person will never hear of it because the doctors are not allowed to know. And if you were a doctor today and you were to use Laetril in treating patients, they'd take your license.
Oh, absolutely.
If you were a doctor today and you were to use the Hoxie treatment or the ECAC treatment or these other treatments, they'd take your license.
Yeah.
Why would they do it? I mean, why not? If you're going to die anyway, why not give it a chance? Why are they? There are too many people in the world, and there really are people who want to kill off a large segment of the population.
Well, if not kill, let them die and not do anything to save them. I mean, that's enough, sufficient enough, you know. Well, somebody said, for evil to triumph, all it needs is for good men of goodwill to do nothing.
That was Edmund Burke who said
okay.
that.
Okay, thank you.
Right. But that's a wonderful quotation. And, of course, the corollary to that is the price that good men pay for their apathy and indifference to public affairs is that they are ruled by evil men. And lastly, of course, that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. And these are the things that we try to get people to understand. Ladies and gentlemen, cancer can strike anyone at any time. And you better find out what it's all about, and you better begin preparing yourself. Now, there are a lot of things you can do to avoid cancer. And you're not being told of this because you're being progressively poisoned by many of the things in the drinking water. Do you know that the fluoride that they add to the drinking water is carcinogenic? Do you know that certainly the aspartame and so many of the products we give to little tiny children are carcinogenic? Do you know that aspartame produces brain cancer in animals, is known? And certainly, do you know that, for instance, the aluminum that we put in the vaccines?
Oh, you start talking about vaccines, that's a whole other story.
That's
mercury and cimetosal and all that. You know?
Right. Well, basically, our guest is Massimo Mazzucco. His film, DVD, gripping, called Cancer, Forbidden Cures. And it is available through Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 or 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because America is under attack today. Well, Massimo, you have 3 minutes to wrap up tonight's program.
Well, if I could say something, is this. As I said, I'm not a doctor.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today.
today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
We break through. We carry a four-tape, a four-CD set on his treatments, which, of course, have a very good record as far as the treatment of cancer. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set on why do we still have cancer. We carry the book of A World Without Cancer. It's the story of Laetrile. We carry a four-tape set on Laetrile. You need to get this information. You need to understand what it's about. You need to understand the importance of nutrition. We carry two books by Dr. Blaylock. One, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. Now, they're both written by Dr. Blaylock. We carry a third book on excitotoxins, the taste that kills. But the two books that you want to know on this subject, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life, and they can save your life, and then, of course, Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. You need to understand what's going on. You need to be taking the proper things to preserve your health. You need, of course, to change your diet, change your way you live, to exercise, to do the things that you need to be healthy. God gave you a body, the temple of the Lord, and it's your job to preserve it. So you need to get the information, but we recommend you start out with Cancer Forbidden Cures. I promise you that after you've seen this DVD, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. Cancer, Hidden Forbidden Cures, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, we do have, earlier in the program, I mentioned a talk given by Dr. Richard Day back in 1969, where he talked about how there are too many people in the world. They're going to have to die of something. They might as well die of cancer. How they had treatments in 1969, how they were locked up. We do have the four-tape, four-CD set. We have the transcript. You get them separately or together. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. Because you have to be cruel and ruthless to want to see people die of cancer. And then, of course, to put this into a more clear perspective, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get our little pamphlet on the population control agenda. If you get anything from us and you'd like a free copy of that, just give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a copy of the Population Control Agenda monograph. Now you can go up on the internet, pull it down. It's on our website at radioliberty.com. Or certainly if you can simply type in Population Control Agenda, Radio Liberty, or Stan Monteith, or just Population Control Agenda. It's up there, and it's there. Read it. It's the best thing available on the internet. Now, there's much more. I'm going to be updating it one of these days. I'm in the process of doing that. But this is the information you need to know to realize that there really are monsters out there. There really are people who are wicked, who want to kill off millions and hundreds of millions and billions of people. And if you've never been to Elberton, Georgia, and seen the great document, the great monument there, it is a druid-like monument. It's put up by a secret society. And, of course, Decoder is going to do a hatchet job on that, I suspect, here. Maybe it's tonight, the 3rd of... No, it's tomorrow night. Decoder, do you want to watch the hatchet job they do on the story of the Georgia Guidestones? You can be sure that they're going to tell you there's just nothing to worry about. Well, either there is. There's a secret society out there that wants to kill off the vast majority of the people in the world today. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Ooh, this hour you're going to be hearing from Michael Murphy. The subject is going to be chemtrails, contrails. And it's worse than you imagined. It's worse than I imagined. Is going to be an awakening to a lot of people. Also, then we'll be joined by G. Edward Griffin, and I am so glad that you are joining the Power Hour today. There is hope because people are finding out the truth. Now, I want to tell you up front that this DVD that has just been out from Reality Zone is called What in the World Are They Spraying? By G. Edward Griffin, Michael Murphy, and Paul Wittenberger. It is called the Chemtrail Geoengineering Cover-Up. We're going to talk about geoengineering, and we're going to talk about how bad it is, but I want to tell you that they have said that you can copy this DVD. So let's do the right thing. Purchase a copy of this. Purchase a copy of it, and then make hundreds. Thousands, listeners, but do the right thing and purchase the first one. What in the world are they spraying? It is amazing. And it is